Hi, welcome to episode one of the podcast. In this episode, we'll be unpacking the truth around positive thinking. We think we need to be positive on our fertility journey, and sometimes we're scared we're not positive enough. What if positive thinking is not all it's cracked up to be? What if it's okay to feel negative at times on this emotional roller coaster? Let's dive in and explore the truth behind positive thinking. Hi, Russell Davis here from The Fertile Mind. I'd like to have a couple of minutes on the subject of positive thinking. I speak to a lot of people, and a lot of my clients are worried they don't either have enough positive thinking. They're scared, they're too fearful and negative about the prospects of getting pregnant. Or they're scared of having too much positive thinking and really allowing themselves to have the possibility of getting pregnant because they're scared of a bigger fall, a greater disappointment and more pain if it doesn't work. Well, the first thing to recognize is there's plenty of women out there getting pregnant are not trying to manage their state of mind in any way. You don't need the right cocktail of thinking, the right balance of thoughts to get pregnant. There are plenty of women out there getting pregnant in all sorts of circumstances, in all sorts of states of mind. In many ways, the work of my clients is to help them realize they don't need to try and be okay in order to get pregnant. The more they try to be okay and try to be in the right place, often they're tying themselves into knots. And it's the same with trying to manage our thoughts, trying to have the right balance of positive thinking. The truth is, you can't control your thoughts. We're not thinking beings. We're beings that have thoughts. If thoughts are like clouds in the sky, we're not the clouds, we're the sky. We're someone who has the potential to have thoughts flowing through, and they're spontaneous. We can't control it. You can't choose the next thought even if you wanted to. And what happens is, this can be like our brain, and we're going round and round and round trying to control our thinking, trying to get the right balance, the right cocktail of thoughts, and we're putting more and more energy into it. When the truth is, the more we understand the true nature of thought, our mind just settles automatically. And the space under our thinking, there's a space that exists when our mind is quiet. Under our thinking is a space of clarity, well-being, wisdom. That's the space I point my clients to, where they know whatever happens, they're going to be okay. That's the space where I do believe in the mind-body link. I use hypnosis and all sorts of things to help harness the mind-body link, but that's from this place of quiet mind. It's not actively trying to get yourself into any state. It's letting the mind settle. And from that space below your thinking, that's where you can do wonders. That's where you can guide your unconscious mind to do what you want it to do. That's a space where you have a sense of okayness and possibility and everything you need. It's not about trying to manage your thoughts, having the right cocktail of thoughts. It's about having less on your mind, being more present and grounded to this moment and who you really are. The sky that has thoughts flowing through. You're not these individual thoughts. The individual thoughts know nothing about you or your life. They're hang-ups from childhood, most of them. So you don't need the right cocktail of thoughts. In fact, you don't need to control your thinking in any way, and even trying to do so creates more of a problem. It's about recognizing the nature of a thought. They come and they go. Left their own devices, they settle automatically. And you drop into those moments of quiet, those moments of well-being, those moments of being present. That's the place to come from. The more you can touch that place, the more you can be in that space, That's giving your mind and your body the greatest possibility to get pregnant.